defensively, we won the game on that end of the court. We weren't going to score. Nobody scores a lot of points against Duke. What we did early was great, but we were really hot, made some great plays. You know, you'd like to think he could do that for 40 minutes, but you're not, because they're going to find a way to shut you down, and they did, and they had it down, you know, to a couple there at halftime, and we had to come out and fight that first 8 minutes. Nobody was scoring. Neither team was scoring. It was two really good teams fighting each other in that situation. I'd say fighting in a very positive way, that, you know, that's what you do when you compete in any sport, you fight. And we were able to do that and kept us in there until we finally got some things going. And, you know, just quickly, I thought Adrian Bowie tonight in the second half was a great player. He might have been a difference for us. And he got us to where we had to. And then Gravis Vasquez, the great player that he is, made a couple shots that were just incredible shots. And at the same time, Jordan Williams was just picking it up a notch as the game went on. That's a courageous performance for Jordan, because he really got schooled down at Duke. They have a way of doing that with their size and everything. I thought Jordan really learned from that game. And that's when you coach a freshman that has the potential that Jordan has, that's really an encouraging sign to me as the coach. You want players to learn. You don't mind if they get beat early in their career, but you want them to learn. You don't want them to get beat the same way. And he came out tonight. I think he was determined to show that he could play with Duke's big guys. And he did a very good job for us. So I'm really proud of the team. Everybody just, you know, we just stay tough. We wouldn't let them get away from us. And it was tough there for a while because things weren't going real well for us. But we fought through it, and I'm just proud of these guys. Well, you'd like to think you could do that before the year starts, but that's really hard. In other words, I think we won four road games, so there's a lot of good teams out there that can come in and win like we did on the road. So our crowds have been great. You know, we've been able to sell, you know, on a consistent basis, really have great crowds here. And hopefully that'll continue, you know, as the years go on. And we really appreciate the support of our fans, because this isn't easy in a metropolitan area with all the pro teams and, you know, other really good college teams in the area. It's not like when I was at Columbus, where we owned the state, you know, in terms of college basketball. So I'm proud of getting 18,000 in here most nights.
Coach, can you explain, going from the beginning of this game, the ceremony with the three seniors, all the emotions going through you and them, your big embrace with Gravis, just how that catapulted this matchup? I know you've been in a lot of close games before, but how much more did this game mean to you?
Well, the four seniors, Jerome Bernie's, he's been an important part of our team. He's been hurt. He hasn't been able to play. But those three guys are special because they've all come through some things. They all heard, especially last year, that they weren't good enough. And it's nice to see that they were good enough to be pretty good players here at Maryland. And Eric Hayes, just another Eric Hayes game. It's amazing on senior night. He's probably the one guy that's not excited, you know. Maybe he is deep down, but he just goes out and plays, you know. It's practice. Senior night, doesn't matter. He just plays. He plays his game. And it's great to have a guy out there that you know how he's going to play just about every time he puts it out there on the court. And Landon, he's been struggling a little bit, but he keeps fighting, and I think he's really going to have a great end of the season for us. I think he was better tonight. He was quicker. Sometimes when things don't go right, you're off a little bit. You just can't react like Landon can react, and I think that's going to be there for him. And Gravis, just in what he's done for himself as a person, for his family, what lies ahead for him and his family, it's a great story, and it's tremendous to see. And that's the part of coaching that I enjoy, that I get a lot of satisfaction even at this point, to see a guy that comes over here that could barely speak English at all, and then going to graduate along with the other three seniors. That's four seniors that are supposed to graduate their class this spring. And I'm proud of that. And we work hard to do that. We have a great academic support group, and our seniors bought into being good students. And they've been tremendous for us.
Gary, in the larger picture, how meaningful and how fulfilling has this run been for you so far? just simply being in this sort of situation at this time of year?
It's not about me. It's about our team. I'm really happy, you know, for our seniors, but for our team, because we got dogged pretty good last year when I didn't think we deserved it. And we proved we were a pretty good team last year, and then to pick it up this year and do what we did, I'm proud of that. And I'm really happy for the players because they kind of stuck it to some people that had a little too much to say last year. So I was glad to see that.
Coach, at the end of the first half, you started to lose momentum, lost the W's lead. What was the talk at halftime to the players to keep them motivated to continue to win this game?
I told them we had a two-point lead. We're playing the fourth-ranked team in the country, and we have a two-point lead at halftime. Let's go play. We're on our court, second half. We've been good in the second half here. So we thought we were in great position. Now, we had to do some things differently. We were making a little bit of a mistake. And so the Duke does the best job of setting screens for the ball of anybody you play against, probably. And if you're not right there doing exactly the right thing, you pay the price. And we were a little off in our timing of what we were trying to do defensively. And once again, the players, these guys, you can talk to them. Obviously, you can't go practice at halftime. We talked to them about what they had to do, and they came out and executed because our defense kept us in it early in the second half. In other words, we couldn't score, so we had to play good defense, and they couldn't score either, and that allowed us, when we did finally get going, to win the game.
Coach, your interior defense was superb tonight as far as stopping their bigs. What changed tonight? How do you define that?
Well, I think we've improved as a team since the last time we played Duke. What you try to do is get better all the time. Jordan Williams has 8-9 more games under his belt against really good inside players. Dino Gregory has been a factor all year since he's been back because he gives you a veteran inside player that knows how to play defense and he's not afraid of anybody. So all those things, you know, we're gradually coming. I still think we can get better. And tomorrow, when we get ready for Virginia, that'll be the theme. You know, how can we get better? What can we do better?
Gary, you mentioned Adrian's contribution in the second half. What specifically did you see him to help you guys push forward?
His aggressiveness. When Adrian's aggressive, he's really good. Not just defensively, but offensively. I mean, he came down a couple times in a break, and he knew what he wanted to do. And it was just a great performance. To have a guard like that come off the bench, and obviously Adrian would like to be starting, and he looks at himself as a starter for next year with Eric and Gravis going, which is great because that was as good of a plays that any guard out there made tonight. You know, he was a big time player out there tonight in the second half.
Here, earlier, you mentioned Jordan a couple of times. Coming back from Duke, was it a change in mindset or was it anything tactical? Or was it just kind of in line with how he's been all year in terms of learning from the last matchup from last year?
You do a lot with young players off the court with video and things like that, and just you try to show them their mistakes, but you're trying to build them up that you belong, you can play. This is why it looked bad down at Duke. This is what you did, and you just keep working on that mentally and physically. Jordan has great tools. He can catch the basketball. He's got good feet for a guy that big. Now he can get stronger, and he can get a little more lift to his game. But in terms of heart, determination, that came with the package. I mean, that was there when I saw him playing the AAUs last summer. So I knew that was coming. And he's not afraid. I think that's the biggest thing. He wants to be out there in crucial situations. And for him to step up and make those free throws tonight, that could be a real big thing for him for the future.
Coach, you mentioned a little earlier that you didn't let them get away from you. That's something that Duke does really, really well. They beat a lot of teams that way. Was that just toughness? Was that something different that you did this time around?
I didn't think we gave them any easy chances. In other words, they could have scored during that period where we weren't scoring, but they didn't have good looks. We didn't have good looks. So it was kind of like, you know, two Rams butting heads there. You know, it was just who was going to get the first score to make things go a little easier. And, you know, we just stayed there. And, you know, you play so much tradition when you play against them. You know, all those guys go there. They expect to win those games, you know, because everybody's won those games before them. And that's the toughest thing when you get into those situations is for us to believe that we can win. And you need quality people that are really determined to get that done.
One or two more?
Gary, the last shot that Gravis hit, it was vintage, you know, it was sort of off balance, sort of helpless shelter. Are you just kind of accept that ball's going to go in when you show the reserves?
Those two we made, I taught him one of them. I'm not. I don't know which one, but I taught him one of them. We see that in practice, their shots go. And that's part of the appeal. You pull your hair out sometimes, but you know what's coming down the stretch. You know he wants the ball. You know he's going to take big shots. And I don't think he thought there was anything wrong with his shots, so I'm with him.
Gary, coming down the stretch, even though you had the three seniors in the Jerome Bernier starting, a lot of guys on the bench actually want to be a major contributor. You already mentioned Bowie, Dino. Patrick came in when you had some foul trouble early in the first half. Talk about what it means to get bench contributions from guys.
Well, Cliff Tucker's playing great, too. I mean, I don't know what he got points-wise tonight, but he gives you an explosive player that's really quick. And Duke's subbing more this year. They're using more of their bench than they have in previous years. So you have to have guys that you can match their substitutions with. So that's what the bench did tonight. It's not like they have to come in and play anything different than the way we've been playing. But if they can keep us there and get the starters some rest, then like we did, we had Gravis and Eric out of there together for a while in the second half because Adrian and Cliff were playing so well that we could do that. So that was a big, probably one of the keys to the game that Eric and Gravis are pretty fresh coming down the stretch.
One more, Pete.
And Gary, the interior defense was very good with perimeter, too, to hold their big three, the three-point shooting, the percentages were really low for what those guys were.
Yeah, I agree. I thought we gave them some drives to the basket, but we were up on them. The first half, they shot 6 for 12 from the three-point line. So that's how they beat you. They hold you to about 22%. Then they shoot the best percentage in the league from the three-point line. So we had to you're not going to shut everything down. But we were able to take away their threes, I think, for the most part, the second half.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.